Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're talking this week and really celebrating as we approach Advent, which is going to start this Sunday, which is the beginning of the church year. We're just wrapping up the church year. And as the church comes to a close, this celebration this year of the liturgical year, we end it as we always do, remembering the lordship and majesty, the kingship of Jesus. We celebrated on this past Sunday the solemnity of Christ the King. And it's very important for us, I think, to just take time to think about and to gaze upon the beauty and the majesty of Jesus for so many reasons, but not the least of which is to, as we see Jesus, we understand what the Father has done in his Son and what Jesus has accomplished, and in him is our future. When we see in Christ, with the eyes of faith and with Christian hope, the confident expectation that what we see in Christ will be given to us, we're going to literally share in the glory that belongs to Jesus, that has life-changing power over the human heart and the human mind. It puts everything else in perspective, and things that seem so big right now and so difficult and so challenging, we understand all those things are going to pass away. And life is a breath. It's just a moment. And soon we're going to be with our King. And we don't have to worry because we know where we're going. And so if we know and can see where we're going, we can hear his voice through the preaching of the church and through his word to us and the work of the Spirit in us. He's speaking to each and every one of us right now. He wants us to not worry. He said, don't be anxious. Don't be worried about every detail of your life. But instead, set your heart to seek me, to seek my Father, to seek his kingdom, and to live completely and radically surrendered to my purpose and plan for your life, to be attentive to the Master, to hear his voice and to do his will, to get after his will. And don't be dragged down by the world, by discouragement, by despair, by condemnation, by fear, by isolation, the kind of things that are present in this fallen world that Jesus wants to lift us out of. And to get lifted out of it really requires that we set our minds on Christ. We set our eyes on him. And that we make him first in the pursuit of Jesus, the single most important thing in our lives. That's for everybody. For husbands, wives, for children, for singles, for priests, for every single human being. This is where freedom and life and purpose can be found. It's in him. So we've been celebrating his glory and his majesty. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to Monday and Tuesday's programs and really all the shows that we've had on for, I don't know how many years they're on there. And Sister Anne's as well. Our television programs are there. And I encourage you to browse the website. There's a lot of good free stuff there for you to be able to download and to use and to help you as you seek to follow the Master and follow our King. And don't forget, at the end of the program as well today, offering a free booklet, What Happens When I Die, a little booklet written by Ralph Martin. It's really very helpful and so appropriate for this time of the year as we come to the end of the church year and think about our King. And there's lots of passages we've been hearing from the Scripture about Judgment Day and what's coming when the Lord returns again. It's so important for us to not be ignorant of what the Lord says will happen to us when we die or when he's going to come again in glory. We'll take up some of those themes again in Advent. I want to look at a couple other passages from the Bible today that just help us understand revelation and truth about the person of Jesus. One of the most beautiful passages is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and following. It's a hymn, really, to the glory and majesty of Christ. And remember, I ended the program yesterday with a reading from a document called Dominus Jesus, put out by the Sacred Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, talking about the absolute uniqueness of Jesus. And this passage has even more authority, with even greater clarity, communicates this truth. So verse 15, chapter 1, Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, and in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. That's just two verses. He's the image of the invisible God. You know, every human being is made in God's image. And so We authentically reflect dimension of God, God's reality with a mind. We have minds, we have a mind, we have a will, we have a spirit, we have a soul. But Jesus is the perfect image of the Father. He shares the Father's full nature. He's the God-man. I'm a man who, by God's grace, is being drawn into the life of the King, into the divine life, but I'm not a God. Jesus is God. He's not just a superhuman. He's the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity who took on human flesh in order to save us. He's the firstborn of all creation. He's the one from which it all comes. For him, all things were created. That's a powerful truth that's worth reflecting on. For in Jesus, all things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, thrones, dominions, and principalities. That's the various levels of the angels. If you were to see an angel today, like if you were able to see the angel Gabriel, you would be overwhelmed. You'd fall to the ground and tremble and shake. You'd be in awe of how majestic and beautiful and powerful and pure this creature is, this angel. All those things, all those angels, all the hierarchies of heaven and the entire universe and cosmos was made through him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. That's an interesting thought. The other day I was thinking, like sometimes you hear people say, hold it together, pull it together. What's the best way and really the only way to be together, to really be together, to really be integrated and to hold it together in our lives is to be in Jesus, is to see ourselves in Christ, to be alive to him in the power of the Holy Spirit, to understand who we are. He's the one who can integrate us because in many ways we are disintegrated. We lack integration. We're confused. We're lost. So many people in society have no idea who they are, why they're here, or where they're going. And their whole being, their mind and will are often disconnected. And there's a lack of internal harmony and unity and integration. And that comes really from being united with Jesus, making it possible. Verse 18, he's the head of the body, the church. So that beautiful truth that St. Paul came to see and experience on the road to Damascus when he was struck by a revelation of Jesus in his light, blinding light, Paul falls to the ground and Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul's confused, like, what do you mean? I don't even know who you are. And Jesus makes clear the intimate bond that exists between Christ and those who have been baptized into Christ. And those who are in his church, we're literally united to him now in the Spirit, in one Spirit. And we celebrate that reality at Mass every Sunday. And we all eat from the one bread, the one body that belongs to Jesus Christ. We are the one family of God on earth, his church. He's before all things, and in him all things hold together. He's the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn from the dead. He was there at the beginning in the creation of all things. He's with the Father for all eternity. But he's also now at the beginning of the new creation. And the new creation is Jesus Christ himself rising from the dead and taking human flesh in his person to existence beyond death. And in his being is the birth of the new humanity, that new thing that God is doing for the salvation of the world. He's the firstborn from the dead because of the resurrection, that in everything he might be preeminent. This is the Father's purpose, is that Jesus would be first in everything. He's the King and Lord of all. And that means that he would be first in your life. St. Peter says and exhorts us to enthrone Jesus Christ in our hearts. It's a great question this week to ask ourselves. Have I done that? Is Jesus really the Lord of my life? Is he the center of my life? Am I loving him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? Is that really what I'm doing? Because that's what it means to put Jesus first, is to love him above all things, more than yourself. And without the help of the Holy Spirit, we can't really do that, but we've been given the Holy Spirit in baptism and in confirmation. And if I made the shift from the world revolving around me, and one of the things that revolves around me is Jesus or religion, and made the real revolution, the revolution is Jesus is at the center of all things, and my entire life revolves around him. My time, my talent, my treasure, my dreams, my imagination, my plans for the future, my money, my power, my sex life, everything in my life, my relationships, my career, my job, my ambition, my vacations, my leisure time, everything in my life revolves around the person of Jesus. Because the fact is, he's preeminent. He's first in all things, and everything that is was made for him, including you and including me. So if we're going to be rightly ordered, if we're going to be coherent, integrated, and whole, we have to line up with reality. And the reality is that Jesus Christ is preeminent. He's first. And anyone who dies in a place where you refuse to put Christ first in your life and to acknowledge his salvation, his kingship, and his saving work in our lives, and his diagnosis of our life, is going to die disordered, disintegrated, and will end up eternally separated from Christ because we refuse to have him at the center of our life and to allow the Holy Spirit to bring about that revolution in us. You have the freedom to say yes to it. That's what your freedom is for, is to become everything Jesus has made you to be. That's sanity, friends. That's wisdom. That's getting after life and getting engaged in life in a way that's going to bear fruit in your life. That in everything he might be preeminent. Lord, be preeminent in our lives. Be the Lord of my life. It's an important prayer to start every day. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Jesus is God's Son, God with us. He's the Christ, the anointed one who's given me the Holy Spirit and united me to the life of the Father and the Son. And he's Lord. That means all authority and power and ultimate judgment belong to him. And he's my Lord. I've said yes to him. And it's so simple, friends. It begins there from the heart. Jesus, I accept your diagnosis of my life, that sin has separated me from you and from the Father, and I repent of my sin, and I enter the waters of baptism, and I receive the graces to become a new creation in you, and I want what you want for my life, Lord. Verse 19, why is this important? For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. The fullness of God is in Jesus, and it's in no one else. There's no other religious leader, guru, no one who has what Jesus has. He's literally the second person of the Trinity. And through him, to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. You need to be reconciled to God, as do I. And Jesus has come to reconcile us to our Father. And our job is to say yes with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.